Incumbent Council Member David Ure, a Republican, took questions at the KPCW Park Record Forum, as did Democratic challenger Sean Wharton, who was present by phone. If Wharton is elected, the county council could be made up entirely of Democrats. We asked Wharton how he would improve relations with a GOP-dominated legislature.
I mean, I have a lifetime of experience in Park City, and in particularly team building with different groups of individuals, hiring and training different staff every year for at least 5 to 8 locations of that I operate and own, and I think I have a unique ability to kind of mesh with people, get to know them, see their side of things, earn their trust, and negotiate the correct outcome in most situations. I have the people skills is really my strong thing, and I'd like to put those skills to work at something different than I've been using them for and see if I can make a difference in this process.
Ure is a longtime Camas dairy farmer. We asked him what he can bring to a modern Summit County that depends more and more on tourism and development.
I believe that agriculture is pretty much a dying breed here in Summit County, and there are not that many people that have the experience of knowing what Mother Nature can really do. And I believe that's one of the traits I do bring to the table on several occasions. I say, why are we allowing the subdivision to be built there when we're going to be bucking all of Mother Nature coming down the slopes, stop signs that have too much of a slope, a steep grade on it? Those are the things that I think are important that I bring to the table. I believe that there are enough lobbyists in the skiing industry, in the tourist industry, that have taught everyone on the council well as to how it affects our tax base, what good we get out of it, how we have to try and resolve some of the impacts of our congestion, and how do we get people from to spend their dollars here so that we don't have to impact our own local citizens as much.
During the segment where candidates challenge each other, Wharton was asked what the current county council could have done differently. He said they could have done more to address problems with the Eastside Planning Code. Wharton, a Camas resident and Eastside Planning Commissioner, said he's seen the problems of the Snyderville Basin coming over to the east side.
And I just rapidly see the problems coming down the pipe that we encountered over there that haven't been dealt with over here. And so I would have been more aggressive on the approaches in correcting our development code and our general plan immediately.
Sean, you have been on the Planning Commission now for over 4 years. You were chair of one of those years, a period of time. And it's only been the last 18 months that the council or the commission has really been aggressive and worked their tails off. And you've been part of it, I agree. But the Eastside Planning Commission is now coming forth with a plan that should have been brought forth about 4 to 6 years ago. And so whatever blame I take, I think I share with you.
Okay, well, good enough.
Wharton added the Eastside Commission took steps to update their general plan and development code while he was chairman. Ure, meanwhile, said the county council did all they could to work with the Eastside group. On the Tesoro Pipeline, Ure was asked if there's any guarantee that the pipeline will mean a decreased number of oil trucks on the road. Ure said no. He said decreasing the trucks is not the issue.
It is not to decrease the truck population on the road. It's to stop an increase. They are trying to increase the flow of oil coming out of the Yuna Basin. The entire tax base of the Yuna Basin, and also for a lot of our schools and also for the counties out there, is increase the oil. We will still have 250 trucks on the road. If we diminish, it'll be very little. But we're trying to stop an additional 200 to 300 trucks on that road. That's what we're trying to do. And I think the council has worked very hard to protect our watershed. At the same time, not thwarting Tesoro, but making them accountable to the environment and to the economics and to the citizens in Summit and Wasatch County.
Finally, Sean Wharton said he's concerned about the environmental impact and the route of the pipeline, but they will have to do the best they can with a project that seems certain.
I don't really feel that there's a whole lot we can do to stop them from coming through, but I think when they get to our planning commission level and we get to actually have them come before us and get to the nitty-gritty and the details, we'll flush out the devil in it and see if we can make the best situation we can out of the whole pipeline process. It's something that's coming, and then I don't really feel like we ultimately can control too much of how it's going to come, except for when we get down to that environmental impact and the direct route that it's going to take.
County Council candidates Sean Wharton and David Yore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.